Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, a mere 83 degrees, and we got a lot coming up a little bit later. Former Governor Doug Wilder will be with us. He'll be here at 5:05. Governor Wild has filed a federal lawsuit against VCU President Michael Rao. Why? What's involved with this? I don't know, which is exactly why Governor Doug Wilder will be joining us at 5:05. We have a number of Commonwealth's attorneys in Virginia. In particular, I'm looking at Steve Descano up the road in Fairfax, who are far more in love with criminals than they are concerned with law-abiding citizens. What do we do about them? I don't know. Which is why Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be with us at 5:35. I did not hear Richmond's morning news this morning. And I missed a lot, apparently. So you and I are going to listen to some of it this afternoon. I got a note from Rich said, hey, did you have a chance to hear this Jessica Schneider this morning? And I didn't. What am I going to do? I'm not going to lie to the guy. I didn't. I apologize. I was busy. So I didn't have a chance to hear the program this morning. But I just heard a little clip there from Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director. I remind you, we are very, very grateful, very fortunate to have Charles on the team and Sarah Huffman. Gary Hess, good folks all. And there's Jessica Schneider. She represents the Clover Hill District. And I've been trying to figure out. So Clover Hill is fundamentally Brandermill, right? I don't know if it might be larger than that. I don't really know. Chesterfield has just grown exponentially. Population is, what, 400,000 now? It's very, very large. Growing all the time. Expanding all the time. And some people like that. I'm not crazy about it. No, I mean, just personally, I like Hanover County. I love Hanover County, actually. We take it a little bit slower. And we have no more room, so don't even think about it. But anyway, so she represents the Clover Hill District. And all you've got to do is acquaint yourself with her a little bit, and you realize, all right, she's far left-wing lady. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't agree with her necessarily, but so be it. So be it. But when she wants to attack Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, I've got a problem with that. Because Carl Leonard is one of the finest law enforcement professionals anywhere in America. And Sheriff Leonard has done more to safeguard Chesterfield County than Jessica Schneider has done in this lifetime, and if you added another lifetime to her, she wouldn't serve and protect Chesterfield County even a fraction of what Sheriff Carl Leonard has done. According to her official biography over on the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors website, she dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. I don't even know what that means. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but I honestly don't know what that means. Then she decided to pursue her career in interior design. Okay. Sounds like honest work to me. I can't quite explain to you what is involved, but so be it. She's worked in freelance staging and design. I guess that means houses, right? Before houses are sold, oftentimes you call in somebody to stage them. They go and they rent furniture and they assemble it in your home and makes your home look lived in or makes it look better lived in. Sometimes you put your home up for sale, you get all your stuff out of there, and then the professional stagers come in there, and you think, we should buy this house. Look at it. And you go, oh, no, this is our house. That's right. Never mind. So she has worked in freelance staging and design, and she has offered services to both commercial and residential clients nationwide. So residential clients would be homes that are for sale. Commercial clients, I'm going to assume, would be larger buildings, either office buildings or apartment or condo sort of complexes. Fair enough. She also has experience as a private caterer and cheesemonger. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that being a cheesemonger is what has qualified her as a law enforcement expert, because I don't see anything else there that would tell me that she's got some background in law enforcement, even minimal. But let me take a listen. Germ, I don't actually know how long these clips run. There's no time, so you and I are just going to listen. We'll play it by ear. Let's start with cut number two. Let me remind everybody, cut number two. This is from this morning's edition of Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. Cut number two, please.
If it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put
So, let me see if I understand this correctly, Madam Cheesemonger. You are upset that the chief law enforcement officer for Chesterfield County has provided some sort of desk space to federal law enforcement officers while they are awaiting the arrival of folks who are wanted for committing federal offenses. That's what she's... Germ, I hate to do this to you. No, I do, because I know you're not 110% like you normally are. But can you play cut number two again? I must have missed something.
I would, if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put
exactly. Oh, I get it now. Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Cheesemonger. Now I understand. You want Sheriff Carl Leonard to deploy his deputies on the roads leading into the courthouse with big signs saying, criminals, turn around now. If you've committed a crime, don't come in to the courthouse. I got it. Oh, I, you know what? I did have, look, I had to hear it twice to be able to figure it. That's on me. You know, I guess I missed it. So I've got it now. So what Jessica Schneider is saying is that there should be more active efforts to protect those criminals from being held accountable for their criminal activity. Totally understood. Got it. Now, I should ask this. And you know, there probably is nobody better qualified than Jessica Schneider, since she is, what is this, an interior designer. If you were to put together, say, a waiting area, ma'am, where the federal law enforcement officers would be waiting for those criminals, and you were staging it, now, would you pick out blue drapes or red drapes, or would you not have any drapes at all? Oh, you know, that's a good point. Maybe you wouldn't have any drapes. Maybe you would go more, you got to have window treatments. Germ, stop it. You have to have window treatments. Just ask her. She'll tell you. So what kind of window treatments would you have? I don't know. What about the desk? Would we go with like a mid-century modern look? And if you would, I mean, I really do want to be your friend because, you know, Heidi and I have this beautiful mid-century modern house. So we're always looking for mid-century modern things. Maybe you could explain. Tell us. Okay. So let me just follow Mrs. Schneider's advice, or if I understand it correctly. So first, you want the sheriff to deploy his deputies on taxpayer dollars to stand out in the middle of the road. How far back would you like them to go, ma'am? Do they go all the way back, say, to like 288? Is it on the interstates? Is it on the bigger? I mean, I don't know. Again, you know, I'm a Hanoverian. What do I know about how Chesterfield operates? I don't know. But where would you like them? And maybe Supervisor Schneider, you could reach out to VDOT, and on those big signs on the highway and on the side of the roads, they could have those signs flashing, turn around now, criminals, turn around now, don't go to the courthouse. But if they did go to the courthouse, look, some of them are not going to pay attention, even if you have the signs there, ma'am. You know, good intentions and all, I know. But some of them are still going to go to the courthouse. And you just said you can't keep the federal law enforcement people out of the courthouse, but you don't want them to have, I guess, a seat to sit in. So you just want them to stand? Okay. You know that's just going to make the arrest happen faster, right? And if they follow your advice, even with all of your interior design and commercial staging, those arrests are probably going to be much more public, which I think they're trying to avoid. But, you know, hey, you do you, I guess. All right, I know we have one more cut from Chesterfield County Supervisor Jessica Schneider. How proud and happy the people in Clover Hill right now must be, right? I mean, come on, please. Let me give you the number for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You feel free to shoot me a text there. Let me know what you're thinking. Oh, and let me see. Dave from Goochland, Germ, pay attention to this. He says, play the soundbite of Schneider stammering when asked if immigrants are illegal if they snuck into the country. Germ, if you can just track down whatever they've got there, that'd be great. Let's share as much as is humanly possible. Remember. Former Governor Doug Wilder will be here at 5:05. Love the gov, and he'll be talking about his federal lawsuit against the president of VCU, Michael Rao, and at 5:35, Jason Meares, the attorney general of our beloved Commonwealth, will be here. We got some great, great people coming your way. I love it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. We got all sorts of great stuff that is going on, literally, as we speak. And we got some really great stuff coming up. You know, that we just wrapped up a couple of big things. The Best of Richmond competition ended on Sunday, so I will not be asking you for any votes. If I'm here in this place next year, I'll ask you then. simply because if you win it 7 years in a row, then they retire your jersey, and I would never, ever, ever have to ask you for it again, which would be pretty cool. That's that. We did a great fundraiser. Thanks so much to Paul Diana and PRD Concessions. They said, we want to raise some money, Jeff, to help you buy gifts for the Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. And I went out and hung out for a couple of hours with them. Great group. Oh, my gosh, what an absolutely wonderful, wonderful crew. And they helped us out, and so we'll be able to get some additional nice items for our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. And ending in just a couple of days, the big father figure competition. Well, I hate to call it a competition, although it's a competition. We have four teams, four all-star teams, Team Somebody, Team Somebody, Team Somebody, and Team Cats. And on Team Cats, my anchor man, my go-to guy, our point man who can play any position, I absolutely love this guy. Jamal Thomas is with us. Jamal, thank you for being here.
Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm better now that I'm hearing your voice.
Well, you know, and I'm so glad to not have to vote anymore. Gosh, I mean, we all know you're the best. You're the best anyway, Jeff. I mean, why even put that as a category?
Well, you know, I got some empty space out here in the former plaque shack, so you know, if I can slap something up. And as you well know, Heidi's not going to let me keep a plaque in the house, so got to put it somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand. Yeah, she won't let you keep anything out there now.
No, except for me. That's it. You stay out there, and maybe once in a while we'll bring some food to you. And if not, what are you going to do? That's what Uber's for.
Exactly.
Right? DoorDash.
That's exactly right.
All right, so before we get into the important stuff about the father figure and all that stuff, let's talk about the even more important stuff about being a dad. You've got two beautiful little people. And not just you, obviously, your lovely bride, and the two of you have two beautiful little people, one little boy, one little girl. I call them my niece and my nephew. I absolutely love them. I think the world of you and them. Tell me, just for you, what's the motivation for being involved with the father figure? I gotta figure somehow it involves those kiddos.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I always tell everybody, these two kids have, you know, disrupted our lives in the most wonderful way possible. And we have, it has been, you know, we adopted both of them, and we have had the greatest time being their parents, being their mommy and daddy. And, you know, Jeff, I always think about, you know, what exactly would their lives look like had we not stepped in to adopt them.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that my motivation is, I really want to help end fatherless homes, and which I think is a huge pandemic in this city. It's a huge pandemic throughout the Commonwealth, and the numbers show it. If you look on the Fatherhood Foundation website, there's a wonderful article that goes into the statistics about fatherless homes and the effects that it has. It's a pretty long article, but the numbers don't lie. And so, you know, it was, gosh, Jeff, what was it, 5 years ago when I got involved with this, with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. You know, I sent a message to you, you know, saying, hey, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm doing this little fundraiser, and was wondering if you'd be willing to support it. And you know, you came back, not only brought me on your radio show, but it's also blossomed into you doing all the work you do for Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia through the Inside Out Dad program, and being the father figure in 2021 after I told you were going to do it.
Yeah.
And also has blossomed into a lifelong friendship with our family. So lots of great things are happening there. And those two kids are my greatest motivation for doing this, because I want every father to experience what I'm experiencing.
Well, you're a great guy. You're a wonderful, wonderful father, an amazing husband. I know that. And I personally just say this in front of everybody, I consider myself so fortunate that You reached out, as you say, out of the blue years ago. Say, hey, you don't know me, but I have volunteered you to do this thing. Good luck. Hope it all works out. Bye. And instead of it going in that direction, man, our families are now family, as far as I'm concerned. And I love everything about it. And I will be forever grateful to you for doing exactly what you did. Now I've sucked up enough, so get over it. Put your head back in shape. Let's talk about our respective stomachs, because tomorrow we got a chance to fill these bad boys, don't we?
Heck yeah. You know, because you did tell us, as we talked about last week, I think when we put these teams together, when you met with our team, the requirement was it had to be all food oriented. So,
yeah.
and being, you know, I don't want to disappoint you, you know, because you mean a lot to our family, and I want to make sure that I honor your wishes. So tomorrow between 4 and 8 p.m., our friends at Chipotle will be donating 25% of their sales to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Now, the location, and this is not at any Chipotle, the only location you can do this is at 4930 West Broad Street, and that's right across from Willow Lawn Shopping Center. And from 4 to 8 p.m., you come in, order, you know, the double guac, the double meat, the double cheese, you know,
yes.
Just blow the diet.
That's
you know,
right.
Have
That's
a good,
right.
Yeah, you know, get the chips, get the guac.
Yeah.
I know guac's expensive, but it's for a worthy cause. Come on,
That's
man.
Right.
And,
right.
And so, but I will say, come in, you know, Judah will be in attendance. I think my wife and daughter and Soraya will be there. They might not be there till a little bit later, but they'll be there. But come on in. If you want to order online, you can only do it through the Chipotle app. There is a code that you have to use, and you can find that flyer on the Fatherhood Foundation social media page, on the Facebook page. There's a code that you do have to use. We can't use any third-party apps or anything like that because it won't go to us. But it can only be ordered between 4 and 8 p.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, come on out. Get some good food. Love to get to know you. Shake some hands and meet Judah.
Yeah.
He'll probably run around doing something. Yeah,
of course he will.
Love to have everyone.
Yeah. Well, you know, Judah, my nephew works the crowd, man. It's like he's running for office. I love that about him. Good kid.
He is. I could see him running for office one day. So
yeah.
He's yeah, he definitely knows how to work the room.
I will tell you as well, Jamal, I don't know if you saw this, and I got to let everybody know. We just got an update from Mr. Beach over there at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia with the numbers this week. We're in the lead, which is very nice, Team Cats, but whoever these slackers are over on Team Smith, these guys are $500 behind us. So we got to get this in gear and make sure that we're getting as many dollars and cents. No, but just make it dollars. Keep the cents. We need as many dollars as possible.
Absolutely. No,
right.
No, absolutely. You're up. Yeah, man. We got to.
Yeah.
We Team Cats needs to come in with this victory. But you know, but I will tell you, there are so many. We have so many great dads, Jeff, that are involved in this. We'll call it the friendly competition. Well, not so friendly competition.
That's right.
There's little smack being talked every now and then, but there's some great, great dads and great people that are supporting this. But I need all of your listeners to do the important thing and support Team Cats and come to Chipotle tomorrow night. Blow the budget, you know. Enjoy, have a night out. Hopefully, it's a good night. It's a nice night weather-wise. Have a good time. Come out from 4 to 8 tomorrow, Chipotle across from Willow Lawn, 4930 West Broad Street. Come on in, and I have some flyers you can give to the cashiers, or just tell the cashiers you're participating in the fundraiser for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And let's help Team Cats get that victory.
I love it. Listen, Jamal, I love you. Love the entire Thomas family. You are just great, great people. And looking forward to a big event tomorrow at Chipotle, right across from Willow Lawn, from 4 until 8. Remember, if you're going to order online, you've got to do it through the Chipotle app. There's also a code you're supposed to use. We better get that. Do me a favor, Jamal, if you can. Not right now, but if you can find it, just text it to me, and that way I can share it with everybody, make it nice and easy. And we'll get as many folks as possible. But again, tomorrow between 4 and 8, Chipotle over there right across from Willow Lawn. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. You're right. I don't think I've ever felt this excited about a Monday. But it's kind of because coming up after this, going to be Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Well, you know the deal. But anyway, in just a couple of days, I'm leaving on a jet plane, and then I'm going to be leaving on another jet plane, and then I'm headed to Israel. This is a lifetime in the making. And I've gone through different stages. I think a lot of us have gone through different stages, right? I can remember as a smart, arse, teenage jerk getting into, not an argument, but having a rather heated discussion with my Uncle Mort. I've talked about Uncle Mort, career English teacher in Philadelphia public schools. I can remember, to this day, getting into battles, if you will, about certain things. And I think Israel was, well, I know Israel was one of them. And I can remember my mom when I was a kid. My mom had been to Israel in the 50s when she in her 20s, I guess. She was a relatively young single woman, but she went to Israel. And it was pretty much the only foreign trip that my mom ever went on in her life. And she talked about why it was important. And I kind of dismissed it. Now, here I am, far older than she was when she went. I've got kids who are as old as she was when she went. Heidi has been to Israel. It was an entire trip designed for either... Well, it was designed for parents of Jewish kids. And the people who were going, moms and dads, were either Jewish themselves or they were married to someone who was Jewish and they were raising the children Jewish. So she went with that group. She had a great time. Both of my boys have been to Israel. Julia's not been to Israel. I've not been to Israel. Julia's not going to Israel. I mean, let's be honest about it. But I have the chance. And I'm going. And it's been a long time coming. And it's been very difficult, honestly, to even get to this point. But now, I'm looking at the calendar in a way I don't think I ever have before. And I'm excited about it. People go,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Are you scared? No. Are you concerned? No. Well, like, how do you feel? I said, I feel great. I feel great. I do have this sense in many ways that it is like going, you know, I joke all the time about how South Florida is the land of my people, mainly South Florida. Right, the land of my people, South Florida. But now I'm thinking, man, this really is the land of my people. This really is where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob walked. This is the most important piece of land in the world if you look at the context of history and you look at religions. Now, I'm an American. Let me be very clear on that. I'm not moving to Israel. I'm an American. But I'm an American Jew. And so the ancestral home, my ancestral home, is Israel. And this is a very interesting trip. There's certain things I'm going to do, and there's certain things I'm not going to do. As an example, Heidi told me, oh, don't forget the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is really cool, right? You float on the Dead Sea. It's so filled with salt, nobody can sink. And it's the same. I mean, it's a big tourist thing, and you go there and you with your bathing suit, obviously, and you have to get changed in the locker room there, and it's always a madhouse, and you have to have special swimming shoes or you know, water shoes, and then you have to throw them away because they're so caked with this mud. Well, we're not doing that. That's a tourist. We're not really doing that. We'll have a couple of moments here and there to do some touristy stuff, but my God, I'm going to be meeting with the president of Israel. I'm going to be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee and one or two other folks that I'll tell you about when I'm allowed to tell you about them. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about all of that. Former Governor Doug Wilder joins us at 5:05. Attorney General Jason Meares will be here at 5:35. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, but not just any Monday. Coming up just about an hour from now, we've got former Governor Doug Wilder joining us, the Gov, who is filing a lawsuit against VCU's president, Michael Rao, chose us to explain why he's filing a lawsuit against VCU President Michael Rao. I think it's going to be fascinating. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to speak with Doug Wilder, the former governor of our beloved Commonwealth. And at 5:35, Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here. Looking forward to chatting with him. He truly is the protector of we the people here in Virginia. He's just one of the best people ever. So I am looking forward to chatting with him, especially about the elected Commonwealth's attorneys who have decided, I'm not really down with that whole prosecuting criminals thing. Like Fairfax County CA Steve Descano, who routinely says, oh, we're not prosecuting those bad people. Sounds a little bit like that, what's her name? The official Clover Hill cheesemonger, Jessica Schneider. She's got no problem with the criminals. She's apparently very happy with criminals. How many criminals do you think she has in her house? This is the thing that always puzzles me about to folks. I mean, if you want to tell me how you want to help out criminals, okay. Listen, I go every week, once a week, to the jail. Right? Why? Because I care. I legitimately care. And I want folks who are in jail to have an opportunity to get their stuff together. I'm telling you that flat out. Doesn't mean you excuse what they did. Doesn't mean you allow them to excuse what they did. It means you hold them accountable. You demand honesty. But you also provide some tools to help them be better people. That's my situation. I believe in second chances. I believe in second chances. So please, don't give me, you just say you don't like criminals. No, I care. But I also understand the rule of law. I understand that criminal offenses are punishable. There have to be consequences. If there are no consequences, well, then there's no reason, is there? I'd like to think that we're all such good people inherently, created in the image of God, that we're all just really good people. And we're not tempted by bad. We're not tempted by evil. We're all good people. Everything will be fine. We don't need no stinking laws. And if we do have laws, we don't need to follow them. And you know what? If we do, even if you don't follow them, we don't need any consequences. Well, then what's the point? Then you've simply created anarchy. The excuses we hear from those people who are upset with the immigration system include, well, it's so complicated. Okay. well, then do something about that. I'm okay with that. If you have decided that the immigration system has a lot of complicated pieces and parts and you want to somehow streamline it, make it easier, make it better, make it more efficient, I'm okay with that. But that's done in Congress. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm just not going to follow the rules anymore. Well, it's not really a big law. It's not. Jeff, you know, there's like it's just, a lot of it is just civil infractions. Okay. Well, so is speeding, right? The vehicle code, I mean, you're not really going to go to jail for stuff. You're not going to go to prison, are you? Now, repeat offenders, et cetera, vehicular homicide, drunk driving. Well, yeah, now you're talking about some time perhaps incarcerated. But for the most part, speeding ticket, you don't have to worry about going to prison, do you? No. Ran a red light. Well, that stinks. But you're not going to be sentenced to prison for it. So that falls under the category of civil infraction, right? But you want to be the person who's in the intersection when that other person runs the stop sign or runs the red light and then turns around and says, well, I'm not accountable. I just don't like that law. You can't hold me accountable. No, of course not. So we have standards and we enforce them. And if the rules get too cumbersome, okay, well, then you do something about it. But you don't just have this wholesale, oh, you don't have to follow the law anymore, which seems to be what Jessica Schneider is supporting. I know one or two things about one or two things. That's it. Okay? One of the things that I know just a tad about is law enforcement. And I will say again, that Sheriff Carl Leonard of Chesterfield County happens to be one of the most widely respected, most professional law enforcement officials I have ever encountered in my entire life. Sheriff Leonard has also been, I almost hesitate to use the word progressive, because it now has such a deleterious meaning, but Sheriff Leonard has been forward-thinking. He is a visionary when it comes to taking care of those who are incarcerated at the Chesterfield County Jail. Carl Leonard has said, hey, got a lot of people with substance abuse issues. We got to do something about that. It's not just enough to lock them up. We have to provide some tools. And he does it. And he's done it. And he will continue to do it. Mrs. Schneider seems to be absolutely outraged that Sheriff Leonard, I guess, provided what, a desk? He allowed the ICE agents, federal law enforcement officials, to sit at a desk in a private part of the courthouse so that Any arrests they might have effected would not actually be on a big public display. I frankly think that's kind of considerate when you think about it. It's nuts. I'm going to share a little bit more from this Jessica Schneider in a moment. If you didn't hear it, and I'm in your category, it's not often I can say this. But today and tomorrow, I know I'm not able. I know today I wasn't able to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, so I missed it totally. And tomorrow, I'm not going to be available, so I'm going to be missing it. But I do have the option, as you do, to go to WRVA.com, newsradiowrva.com, and listen to the whole episode over there. We're going to play a few more pieces from it. While you are online, would you go to Instagram and follow News Radio WRVA? The more people we get over there, the more stuff we can do over there. Again, on Instagram, it's at News Radio WRVA. Coming up in just a couple of moments, I got a pair of tickets for you. The Cookout 400 is coming to Richmond Raceway August the 16th. Part of the NASCAR Cup Series, and I will give you a pair of tickets again right at 4:28. ish. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure you are listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And if you miss anything that either one of us has said, you do have the option, and you should do it. Go to WRBA.com, listen to it, share it, okay? 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Monday. I've got a pair of tickets for you right now. If you would like them, sure, why not? Cookout 400, NASCAR Cup Series race coming to, almost said RIR, Richmond Raceway on August the 16th. Make it nice and easy for Jeremy. Please be nice to Jeremy. He's a little bit under the weather today, so if you're the winner, please be nice. And if you don't win, we'll have more chances later this week. But still, please, please, please be nice, okay? Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. There we go. Caller number 7, 833-804-1140. Now, that number, 833-804-1140, also happens to be the James River Air text line, and I am taking a look at some of the texts that have come in. Tim from Mechanicsville says, from now on, the Clover Hill AOC is not just the Clover Hill AOC. She's a official cheesemonger. Well, that's what she says. 804, you're on fire today, Jeff. I can't stop laughing. Well, thank you. 540, good afternoon, Jeff. It's me, Ann from RVA. That Jessica Schneider is full of charcuterie. Yep, sure is. Lisa says, hey, Jeff, I love your show. I've been in Chesterfield since 1980, and now all I can think about is where to move. It makes me very, very sad. Yes. Maggie says, Jeff, I was listening this morning to Richmond's Morning News. I thought it was a repeat of that Colette McKeachin interview. Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird, but these far left wing folks, I mean, they all have simply adopted certain talking points and they kind of regurgitate them. And, well, they don't make a lot of sense. I mean, sir, they just don't make a lot of sense. And so I always try to figure out what the point is. Breaking right now. Oh, don't do this to me. BB, don't do this to me. Breaking right now. Israel may be making a big move on Gaza. If this trip goes the way of the other trips and it gets canceled, that's it. I'm telling you. I will be moving to Florida just because it feels more like Israel. But, man, oh, please don't do that. Let's see, Jeff, the lady that Rich had on this morning from the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, that would be Jessica Schneider. She is from the Clover Hill District, is, quote, just a bleeding heart liberal whack job. Okay, I don't know if I can argue with that. I don't know. Let's see. 804, Jeff, what about that illegal alien driver up in New Jersey who just killed a woman and her daughter? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 512, Jeff, right now on Broad Street near Cox, Broad and Cox, there are anti-Trump protesters. Okay, I believe you, but I'd also be willing to bet it's the same collection of anti-Trump protesters that we see throughout town. If you've noticed, because I kind of pay attention, I see the images, they're all the same people. It's like the same 25 people who clearly have no job and then just go out and protest against President Trump because they don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Hound Dog in Chesterfield says, good afternoon, Jeff. I heard the interview that Rich had this morning with that Jessica Schneider. I do believe that she and Hunter Biden have been drinking the same Kool-Aid. I love your show. Well, thank you. I love your show as well. I'm just always amazed. I really am. I am just always amazed. In just a moment, because I don't think we have time here, Jerm. Right after we pay attention to Charles Pyle in the news, I'm going to share with you both of the clips from Jessica Schneider. And both Jeremy and I have sort of flagged one of them. In one interaction, I swear to you that she's getting ready to say, yeah, these people ought to be able to escape. She thinks that's a good idea. That people who are committing a crime should be provided with the opportunity by the sheriff to flee from federal law enforcement officers. Well, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me, but again, you know, I'm not her. 804 says, hey, Jeff, these anti-Trump protesters, it's all a bunch of aging hippies and a handful of VCU students. You're right. If you take a look at it, it's exactly what 804 says. Exactly what 804 says. These are all the aging hippies, don't have anything else to do. They've retired. They took advantage of all of the great monetary returns when President Trump was in office, and now they sit out in the middle of the road and they protest President Trump. Nitwits, absolute nitwits. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. We have former Governor Doug Wilder joining us at 5:05. Looking forward to chatting with the governor and finding out why he has filed a federal lawsuit against Michael Rao, the president of VCU. What's the reasoning here? What's behind it? I don't know. But that's why Governor Wilder will be with us exclusively at 5:05 to explain that. Really, really looking forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To hearing what he has to say. I mean, I love the gov anyway, but this is a big one for sure. Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here at 5:35. What is to be done about some of these Commonwealth attorneys? And I'm thinking specifically right up the road in Fairfax of Steve Descato, who care far more for criminals than they do for law-abiding citizens. Refusing to prosecute criminals. What can we do about that? What can Attorney General Jason Meares do about it? Attorney General Jason Meares has done amazing work these last 4 years. Truly, truly the protector of the people here in Virginia. His opponent is such a radical. I have to wonder how anybody, regardless of your party affiliation, regardless of your political ideology, how you could vote for the opponent in that race without thinking, man, I'm really endangering myself, my kids, my family. I know that people, Jason Meares is a Republican. Okay, but before he's a Republican, he's a Virginian. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth here. He's keeping people safe. Actively working to combat human trafficking and support law enforcement, make neighborhoods safe, make communities safe. I mean, that's not D or R, is it? His opponent, by the way, who does have a D, Jay Jones, is another one of these all on board with criminal people. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, maybe he thinks he gets a big, gigantic bodyguard contingent, and he'll be safe. Sort of like this goofball up in Fairfax. What's her name? Reed. Michelle Reed, otherwise known as Queen Reed. She's the superintendent of the Fairfax Public County Schools. She gets $424,000 a year as her salary. She has a $12,000 a year annual car allowance, and she is now demanding a bodyguard, an executive protection agent, who apparently will be with her all the time and making somewhere between $84,000 and $149,000, even though the starting salary for a school teacher in Fairfax is $58,000. Is anybody really trying to harm the school superintendent up in Fairfax? Possible. Look, it's possible. But if that's the case, why didn't you just reach out to the Fairfax County Police? They could help you out, couldn't they? I'd have to think that making sure the superintendent of the Fairfax County Public Schools would somehow fall under the purview of the Fairfax County Police Department. I could be wrong, but I can't see where I am. Maybe you got something against Fairfax County Police, ma'am. I don't know. Well, call the Fairfax County Sheriff. They might have somebody available to help you out. Anyway, it's just a bizarre thing. Also bizarre this morning, if you missed Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera, you missed, let me get her name right. I apologize. I already forgot. I don't want to call her the cheesemonger again. Although she'll, right on her page, she's very proud to be a cheesemonger. Maybe she's not an active cheesemonger. Is there something to be actively cheesemongering? There must be, right? Like, if you're not in the business, if you're not mongering cheese, then you would be a cheesemonger in your past. You couldn't be a current cheesemonger if you're not actually mongering cheese. Anyway, this is that Jessica Schneider. She represents the Clover Hill District on the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. She describes herself as a heart-centered leader. Okay, I'm cool with that. A community advocate. Good on that. She is focused, it says, on building trust, fostering connections, and serving others. Sounds pleasant enough. She was born and raised in rural Wisconsin. Okay. What else? Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Jessica Schneider served on her Homeowners Association for 7 years, served in her Homeowners Association for 7 years as a member of the Architectural Committee. Oh, those are the people that tell you what color paint you're allowed to have if, in fact, you made the terrible, terrible error in judgment and moved into a neighborhood with an HOA. They're the people that, oh, no, you need a different mailbox. I do? Yeah. Where do I get it? From me, my cousin makes those mailboxes, and they're only $800 each. Oh, you're going to love them. Oh, please. Anyway, what else? Blah, 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 blah. All right, whatever. But then it talks about her professional life. She dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. Don't know what that means. I reached out to my brother, who is, in fact, a chef. Like, if you ask him, he doesn't say, I've dedicated 40 years to the restaurant industry or to the culinary industry or to the catering industry. He just says, I'm a chef. But anyway, Jessica says she dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. Fair enough. Before pursuing her career in interior design, excellent. She has worked in freelance staging and design, offering services to both commercial and residential clients nationwide. She also has experience as a private caterer and cheesemonger. Let's take a listen, shall we, please, to Jessica Schneider, cut number one.
how do you explain people that are born here that are being deported, that don't know their country whatsoever? They've never been to the country of their parents' origin and are being sent back.
Who? You mean a U.S. citizen? A U.S. citizen forcibly removed?
Birthright citizens. Yes.
Right.
Those are the people that I'm talking about.
Okay, so those are children that their parents are being deported.
Yeah. Now, here we go with facts again. Here we go. Does anybody want to explain to Ms. or Mrs. Schneider there are no American citizens being deported, let alone children? Sometimes what happens is that the illegal aliens decide, since they are being deported or about to be deported, and they don't want their minor children to live all by their lonesome, they are taking those children, whatever their age might be, and they're taking them back to their home country. Now, if those children are, in fact, U.S. citizens, they can return at some point. She, once again, just doesn't know what it is that she's talking about.
Next. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Crazy. It is a little crazy. 444, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Monday afternoon, heading towards Monday evening. Coming up at 5:05, former Governor Doug Wilder is going to be here. We're going to find out exactly why Governor Wilder has filed a federal lawsuit against VCU president Michael Rao. I am very, very interested to hear what's going on there. And at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Biares is going to join us. We'll talk about some of the Commonwealth's attorneys that we have throughout our beloved Commonwealth, who, even though they are prosecutors by definition, are choosing not to prosecute criminals. Not to prosecute those who commit crimes. I don't get it. I also want to know about falsifying records. I'm going to have to ask the Attorney General about this. If somebody is being booked into a facility, let's say a jail, and you know who they are and what they are, and you understand their identifying characteristics, but you're trying to obscure that, perhaps from, I don't know, ICE. What happens if you change some of those characteristics? See, there are allegations that there are some who might be doing that don't understand that ICE is checking fingerprints. But anyway, I'll ask the AG about that. Take a moment here to wish a very happy 235th birthday to the United States Coast Guard. Semper Paratus, gentlemen. Happy birthday, Coasties. 235 years, started in 1790 as the Revenue Cutter Service. Let's take a listen to this Jennifer Schneider, not just a member of the Board of Supervisors, but also a cheesemonger, or not just a cheesemonger, but also a member of the Board of Supervisors. Cut number two, please.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they exactly. put them.
She was going to say escape. Germ, if we've got to play it again, I know we can't slow it down, but everybody, seriously, pay attention to this. She starts to say escape. I swear to you. Listen, play it again, please.
I would. And if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know.
She said this.
Get out of.
You know what she's going to say? I know what she was going to say. Oh. Where the people can't sing happy songs. Where the people can't sew a little shirt for themselves. Where the people can't Oh, my brain is hurting. Oh, you can't put them where the people can't espouse their thoughts on philosophy. She was going to say escape. You know it. I know it. I know it. She knows it. You still have questions? All right, I just did the math, Jeremy. You know how hard that is for me. But, yeah, we have time to play that one more time. Cut number two. Pay attention.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people, unbeknownst to them, in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put
can't S. 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 Listen, ma'am, I know how to break this to you. This was not your finest day. And I wouldn't tell you how to cheesemonger or how to monger cheese. I'm not even sure which way that goes. But I will tell you this, if you are going to appear in the media, you may want to get a little coaching. Practice a little bit. I would help you. I'm available for that, but I simply don't have the time. 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We are holding steady right there around 83, 84 degrees. And given what we went through the last couple of weeks, it's nice. It's nice. I'm able to sit here, got the windows open. Next couple of days seem pretty doggone comfortable. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to this upcoming trip. Leaving in a couple of days for Israel. I will file full reports as best I can. But I want to see what exactly is going on over there for real for myself. What exactly is going on with my beloved former governor, Doug Wilder, suing in federal court the president of VCU? I don't know, which is exactly why I have asked Governor Wilder to join us. It is always an honor. It is always a pleasure to welcome Governor Doug Wilder to this program. Governor, thank you for being here, sir.
Yeah, as you know, and I've told you every time I've had a chance to, how much I am proud to be on your show. And I know how well listened to it is because people tell me I heard you on the radio, and I don't go on everybody's radio show, and you know that. So it's great to be with you today. God bless.
Well, thank you, sir. I am always appreciative that you can make time for us. This is a big deal, I guess, with a lawsuit against VCU's president, Michael Rao. I know your attorney, I think, is there as well, just to make sure we cover all the pertinent issues. But,
yes,
but give us some idea, Governor. What prompts this? What did Michael Rao do?
Let me try to make it as simple. I'll make it as simple as I can.
Okay.
That I was informed by Dean that I would be investigated by these for what? Well, the audit and review compliance said that I want to talk with you. I said, all right, so let me see what it is. So I did talk with them. They told me, and they got two different law firms to investigate me and to attack me. And I went to the building, to the office, and the two firms indeed talked to me, and they said that I was had created a hostile condition at the Wild School. Tell me what it was. They said that I had been so I called Dean Rudin to uncontrollably break down, and she told an absolute lie that happened. And then I found out the complaint, the person who was saying this, had been made to me that I came even worse. So I find that to be a little unusual. I was not told the accident. It was done when, where, and I was very fortunate to have Charles James here, who's been a life friend of Al Dean, and heard of this, and he immediately wanted to make certain that it would be available to both of us. And it makes sense. He doesn't, might not want me to say this, but he's going to put that note. You kind of lying right there. He's going to do anything for anybody with no charges. So he's on the line.
Okay.
Jeff, and you had another question before you wanted to ask him. What would it be?
Well, Governor, I sit here and I'm just thinking of all the people in the world that could be accused of creating a hostile environment. And I promise I'm not trying to suck up to you, although I like you. You wouldn't even make like my top 50 list for people who could create a hostile environment. Charles James, I just want to identify you, if that's okay, sir. Charles James is a legal counsel for Governor Wilder, and so Charles, if that's okay, if I can call you Charles.
Absolutely.
So explain to us. You hear this, and again, look, I'm sitting here on the outside. I know some of the players. I know who Governor Wilder is. I've watched the man for decades. I love the man. I know of all the people that are in Central Virginia that create a hostile environment, he ain't one of them. So what gives here?
You know, that's what we've been asking since the beginning of the investigation. They called the investigation a confidential investigation, and they asked Governor Wilder to come to the investigation, and they didn't want him to come with an attorney, or they didn't want him to come with representation. They just said that it was going to be like a chat. And we all know that that's not what it was and what it was intended to be. It was intended to be a straight attack on Governor Wilder's character, and it was without merit, and it's without any evidence. And so basically, you ask a question that we're going to get to the bottom of once we take this case fully to its full extent to trial. We're going to find out why this investigation is even taking place, because we haven't been able to get that answer. And we've had a transcript done. We've had a video recording done of Governor Wilder doing the interview related to this investigation. And we asked that question directly and have not gotten an answer to that question. as of now, why Governor Wilder is being pointed to as a person who created a hostile work environment. And even Dean Gooden said that it wasn't true.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure it out ourselves. So you let me know. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I think, if you really care. And well, you may or may not. The governor, I think, probably may. It's because Governor Wilder has been the one guy talking about all this missing money and how VCU has paid money for something that we didn't get, right?
You hit the nail on the head.
I'm not surprised that you got it because I know you always. But see, the way that me is because no one else asked those questions.
Yeah.
And you heard of any, and you everything. I know that. And any has to even ask the question.
No.
Where did $100 million go? Then why are you talking about tearing a perfectly new building and to put another for honors? Oh, then they had to change that around. Well, I said, doesn't that discriminate? A new building for honors students? What about the scum like me that had to scrabble through the Abbey? So it is more than just Doug Wilder. I'm speaking for the people of Doug Wilder who are treated like this, and they need a voice, and we're not going to continue with taxpayers' expense.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, look, Governor, you've been speaking for the people your entire career, and you've been speaking for people who sometimes agreed with you and or didn't agree with you. It didn't matter. You were still speaking on behalf of all the people, and I do want to remind everybody. So this is now headed for federal court. Charles, let me ask you this one, because you're obviously the point guy on this. You're doing the legal stuff. Number one, now I am not an attorney, and even though my parents passed away years ago, they still regret the fact I didn't go to medical school or law school. But nonetheless, I'm not an attorney, but I'm telling you right now, whenever they tell you, oh, you shouldn't come with legal representation, that's when you need to bring two legal representatives with you. That's the process there, my friends. But what is the process for you, Charles? I have no idea how this federal system works. So what have you done? What should we look forward moving forward?
Basically, we filed a complaint with the 4th District, Eastern District in Richmond, and basically we have 30 days to let them respond to our complaint. And we feel like the allegations that we put in the complaint, they spell out directly what we feel happened in this situation. So they get an opportunity to respond to this over the next 30 days and give us an idea of what happened. And then we're going to go through the general court process, which we'll start, you know, going through discovery and things of that nature. And we'll start getting people to raise their right hand, Jeff, and tell the truth to what is actually happening here and to come forth and let us know why they are picking on Governor Wilder to be a person that is a harasser, because of the fact that he used his First Amendment right to speak up and say that he felt that President Rao was mishandling funds, and then all of a sudden he becomes the ire of his anger related to the money that's being spent improperly, and he wants to go after Governor Wilder for a contrived harassment claim.
And outrageous. Is there money involved? Because this I know it's a defamation suit, and clearly this is calling into question the governor's character, all the rest of that stuff, you know, and those of us who love the gov are hearing it going, well, you know, that's just nonsense. But I'm sure there are people out there who are not as familiar with Governor Wilder. I might go, hey, well, I don't know. I'm reading it here. I'm hearing it here. There might be something. Is there a dollar figure associated with it?
Well, we're not associating a dollar figure with the case at this point because we're too new in the case right now. The case is too new. We need to look at it, and we're still determining because, as you know, Governor Wilder's been a public servant for 7-8 decades. And so if we're going to look and we're going to put a value or a dollar amount on that, we'd like to have the people of Virginia to speak on that as well. And so we're not going to put a dollar amount on it yet. And we still have a lot of stuff that we're looking into. So we'll come up with that as time goes on.
Well, I'm a people of Virginia.
Let me answer.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give you the answer, Governor. I'm going to give you the answer, Counselor. As a person of Virginia, I am suggesting $100 million because that seems to be the VCU president's favorite number, right?
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Governor.
Well, I was going to say that this whole thing was pushed on me, and for the life of me, yeah. I just don't understand it. I can tell you this, none of it have taken, not a single minute of Michael Rao wanted.
Well, Governor Wilder, look, you know, we love you. One of my favorite people, a devoted son of Virginia, has given his entire life to serve as counselor. I wish you well, and I hope you don't mind. We're going to call on both of you as this thing moves forward because I want to know. I want to know exactly what's going on.
Absolutely.
As
the people need to know. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Katz. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Charles James, who is the legal counsel for Governor Wilder, and obviously Governor Wilder. And I know people are saying, Jeff, Governor Wilder's phone wasn't great. You're right, his phone wasn't great. But even on a phone that's not great, Governor Wilder is better than most people whose phone is working just fine. I'm just going to tell you that. I think it's crazy. I really do. I think it's crazy that because Governor Wilder has been the only one publicly to call out about this money with President Rao apparently signing off on this idea that we're going to pay for a building we didn't build and we're going to do this. That's money. Look, do we not just about all of us either have a relative who is attending VCU or is going to attend VCU or attended VCU? Right. It's a very large school. And it has a very large footprint. And most of us who are in Central Virginia have some connection to VCU. Now, maybe we didn't go, but you might have a family member who went. I guarantee you, you have a friend or a neighbor who is either an alum, is attending now, or plans to attend. So these are legit questions to be asked. And to accuse Doug Wilder of any sort of, well, anything. Man's 94 years old. 94 years old. Still sharp as a tack, by the way. But it just bothers me. So you heard what the governor and his legal counsel said. VCU President Rao has 30 days to respond to this case. It's been filed in the fourth district, and we'll hear what comes of it. We'll keep you up to speed, I promise you. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, tomorrow is National Night Out. We got all sorts of great stuff happening throughout Central Virginia. Our agencies invariably do an amazing job. Absolutely amazing. Now, I'm a little biased, but I will say that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I personally believe, does the best job with National Night Outs. And in fact, it's so good, we have it twice. So nice, we have it twice. Saturday was a big Hanover County Sheriff's Office National Night Out kickoff event, and that was over at Greentop. And tomorrow, of course, is the actual National Night Out. I don't know how many locations, 40 or 50 neighborhoods in the county. It's going to be great. A good close number two, my friends down in Chesterfield. Chesterfield County Police Department, every single solitary year, for as long as I've been here, 13 years, have outpunched their weight class when it comes to National Night Out. And I have no doubt that they will do that once again tomorrow. Henrico does a great job. The city does a great job. I mean, everybody does a great job. No doubt about that. I did just get a note, though, from Goochland County Sheriff Steve Creasy. There's been a death in the Goochland County Sheriff's Office family. It doesn't say who it is. I don't know if it's a deputy or a dispatcher or a family. I mean, I don't know. But Goochland is postponing their national night out tomorrow as a result of that situation. So everybody else should still be on track. If you're in Goochland, come on over to Hanover, visit, and enjoy our national night out, and, you know, then get out, because we don't have any room for anybody else in Hanover. That's our that's becoming our new motto. Great place. Hey, great guy. Jason Meagher is the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, is going to join us at 5:35. Don't you dare go anywhere. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, please make sure that you are here for Richmond's Morning News with another buddy of mine, Rich Herrera. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Monday evening. We are rolling towards Election Day. It's crazy to think, but we're less than 100 days out. You're hearing the reports there. President Trump apparently about to fully, totally, completely endorse Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears for governor. Excellent. I've got to tell you, we've got a great slate of candidates, a great slate of candidates with great accomplishments. I look at what Jason Meagher has been able to do during the last couple of years as the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, and I am so grateful to him. With my Jason Meagher sign up out front, I still need one for the backyard, protector of the people. That's what he has done as AG. And I'm just thrilled he's got a couple of moments to join us. Jason, thank you so much for being here, man.
It is always great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about some of these CAs, these Commonwealth attorneys that we're seeing who have just decided, even though they've been elected as prosecutors, they're not all that interested in prosecuting crimes, having criminals arrested. I'm looking right up 95 at Steve Descano in Fairfax. What gives?
Yeah, I mean, you have these local district attorneys, we call them Commonwealth attorneys in Virginia, but they have decided that they'd rather be a social worker than a prosecutor. And, you know, our criminal justice system works when you obviously have defense attorneys playing their role, but prosecutors are there to seek justice, be the voice for the victims, and obviously prosecute felons and make sure they get off our streets. Well, too many of them decided, a lot of them have been elected by this left-wing special interest money. Soros is one of many that have been funding them. They get elected and they decide they're just not going to enforce the law. Descano has decided that entire categories of the law, they just won't prosecute. They won't prosecute any larceny-related case of $1,500 or less. That's essentially legalizing theft. And so they consistently fail to do their job. This most recent incident, a horrific incident that happened up in Fairfax, Governor Youngkin has formally asked us to both investigate and report back to him and the people of Virginia the systematic failures in the Fairfax Commonwealth Attorney's Office. We get an individual had 43 prior charges that have been thrown against them. So many of them essentially have been dropped. It gets picked up on an abduction charge. He essentially is given a no cash bail, no cash bond, gets out on July 15th. July 18th, there's video, horrific video of this perpetrator being at the Fairfax County Mall abducting a 3-year-old child. That's what happened, no cash bond, which, by the way, my opponent, Jay Jones, in this race supports no cash bond. If your listeners aren't familiar what that means, it essentially means that you get arrested, even if you're a serial rapist, you're a murderer, and you get arrested, you could be released essentially with no penalty whatsoever if you fail to show up in court. It is essentially saying, I promise I'll show up in court, and you literally walked out the door. It's not like some of these cases you hear, like with P. Diddy, where they put these very large bonds on these individuals prior to trial. This doesn't exist in this world. No matter what the charge, no matter what the case, no matter how many charges you have pending, no matter what the threat is maybe to the victim, you're allowed to simply just walk out the door. That's essentially what happened in Fairfax. It was a no cash bond that was granted. Jay Jones wants to make that mandatory for literally every single criminal charge in the state. This person was able to walk out and 3 days later try to abduct a child. And so the governor's asked us to get to the truth of the matter, which we've been proud to do, and other sensitive issues throughout our time. And we're going to, as I tell every investigator on my office, every prosecutor on my team, our job is to seek the truth, to be fearful, to be fearless, to be deliberate, but to seek truth regardless of the consequences. And so I'm very proud of the team that we have, and we're going to seek this without fear or favor.
Well, it is a great team that you have assembled, and the team that you've assembled, in all candor, has done exactly that. And I just have to assume here, as we chat with Jason Miyares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, that part of that must come from your background as a prosecutor. And you mentioned your opponent in this race, Jay Jones. Can you talk about his record as a prosecutor so we, you know, get us some information?
Let me explain to your listeners the top cases Jay Jones has prosecuted. Nothing. He has never prosecuted. He wants to be Virginia's top prosecutor. He has never prosecuted a single case in his life in court. And he wants to lead the largest division at the Attorney General's office is the criminal division. This is an individual that his entire career in the General Assembly is being a social justice warrior. He's shown zero interest in standing with law enforcement. Every time he has reached a fork in the road, he's had a chance to stand with law enforcement, to stand with victims, or stand with felons. He stands with felons. This is an individual who thought a bill that would require 60 days in jail for a repeat domestic abuser. He thought 60 days in jail for a repeat wife beater was too harsh of a sentence. He voted no. Another bill that would have had 12 months mandatory minimum. If you're an adult and you go on school property and you deal drugs on school property to a child, Jay Jones thought 12 months was too harsh of a sentence for you. He voted no. And what's worse is he has championed this early felon release program. Ralph Northam signed into law. He voted for it. He championed it. It essentially abolished truth in sentencing, which what we used to have in Virginia. If you do the crime, you do the time. He changed it. He basically allowed felons to get out with years on their sentence. This is something that every year as Attorney General, I have attempted to get this, bring back truth in sentencing in Virginia. Every year it has died on a party line vote in the General Assembly. Governor Youngkin has pledged to sign it if he got backed on his desk. It has never gotten to his desk to sign. And now we're stuck and we're saddled with this Northam era law that has led to disastrous consequences. 9,638 felons just in fiscal year 2023 got released early under the Northam J. Jones law. And just in less than 2 years, 49.8% have been rearrested. Mm-hmm. Over 53 Virginians have died, have been murdered by felons that were supposed to be behind bars, that got out released early and murdered their victims. Over 100 Virginians have been raped or sexually assaulted by a felon that should have been behind bars, that got released early and hurt victims. That is the Jay Jones, soft Jay Jones record on public safety. You can't trust him. He's completely and woefully inexperienced for the job. Not only has he never been a prosecutor, his legislative record showed he has zero interest in what I think is your first job as Attorney General, which is being the people's protector and protecting the general public. He has shown no desire to do that.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Just looking at it from the outside, I remind everybody, Jason Miyares is the Attorney General, running for re-election, has done an incredible job. Our mutual friend, Mindy Applewhite, she lost her daughter as a result of that Ralph Northam, Jay Jones activity.
Yeah, I mean, Mindy Applewhite had an amazing daughter that similar where I'm not going to call him a gentleman, he's a monster, treated his vehicle, got out early, treated his vehicle like a two-ton weapon, and hit her beautiful daughter going over 30 miles per hour over the speed limit. And, you know, it was absolutely so painful. And so that has been, I think, a real shift in my office, where I said from day one as attorney general, because I had talked to so many victims over the course of my career, both as a member of the House of Delegates and then also obviously early in my career as a prosecutor. But I had talked to so many victims that during the Northam years, they felt that they had been ignored. They were having these great debates about, quote unquote, social justice reform, criminal justice reform, but nobody ever talked about victims. And I had said from the beginning that I was going to be their voice. I was going to be a voice for victims. And you could go back and see, I did not always speak on the floor of the General Assembly, but when I rose to speak, so often it was on behalf of the victims of those the victims of crime. And I had said that I was going to make sure the Attorney General's office was going to get back to being focused on victims being their voice and going after the criminal felons that were creating too many of them in Virginia.
Well, you have truly been the people's protector for these past 4 years. This is another issue, I would assume. I mean, I don't want to assume too much, but these are the issues, I'm sure, that will be debated between yourself as the sitting attorney general and Jay Jones, who wants to be the attorney general, right?
Well, Jay has so far shown that soft Jay Jones is too scared to be on stage with me. I'm not actually surprised. They would require him to do something he's never done his entire career, which is actually prosecute something and prosecute the case of why they should hire him. And so he's never had to explain his record. He's always, when the few years he was in the House of Delegates before he quit, he was in a very, very deep blue district. And obviously he ran 4 years ago against Mark Herring. My predecessor tried to run to him against him from the left, and he's been in a Democratic primary. Unfortunately, so many of the legacy media outlets just refuse to ask him hard questions. But that's okay, because that's why we have spent a lot of time both raising the money so we can communicate directly to voters on how weak he is, our incredible record of public safety and being a voice for the victims, both criminal misconduct and corporate misconduct, holding those perpetrators responsible. So we're proud of our record as a people's protector. We know Jay can't defend his record, so I'm really candidly not surprised. We actually anticipated this, that he'd be too afraid to ever get on stage with me. And so that's exactly what we anticipated, and he's just proving exactly what I thought he was.
Well, I will hope that over the next 90-some-odd days you continue to share with everyone your record. It's one to be proud of. Share with everyone his record, such as it is. And I, of course, wish you nothing but the best. I look forward to having you back when your schedule allows it, because I think this is as important as the jobs of governor and lieutenant governor are, and I'm not minimizing them. I look at the attorney general as an ex-cop. You look at it as a former prosecutor and say, you're standing on that thin line, protecting my family, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the most important offices in Virginia. I think the stakes going to be higher. And so, yes, I get the great joy of asking voters to rehire me to continue to protect them. Thank you for giving me that platform, and see you on the trail ahead.
Sounds great. Thank you. I'll remind everybody, visit jasonbiaris.com, jasonbiaris.com. If you are not familiar with all of the attorney general's accomplishments in office, great place to take a look at it. And you know what? You should visit the Jay Jones website as well. See what it is that Mr. Jones stands for. He won't get on a debate stage with the attorney general. He won't come on this program. He won't come on any program that I'm aware of. He won't go anywhere. He is just sort of counting on ultra leftists who care more about criminals than they do victims, care more about criminals than they do about cops. He's counting on them to somehow get him the AG's office so he can turn it upside down and inside out. I, for one, don't want that to happen. So, again, check out Mr. Jones, Jay Jones, his website, his information, and you make sure you go to jasonmiaris.com, jasonmiaris.com, because I'm here to tell you, I watched 8 years of Mark Herring, and I knew what an abomination it was. And I've watched almost 4 years with Jason Meares, and I sleep better at night knowing that Jason Meares is the attorney general. Simple as that. Simple as that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here, Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to check him out. Okay, again, he'll start his program, Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera at 6 in the morning. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday. Man, that kind of flew by, didn't it? Wow. Thanks again to former Governor Doug Wilder. Thanks again to Attorney General Jason Meares. Thanks again to my dear friend Jamal Thomas joining us in that first hour. I will post everything about our big Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia Chipotle fundraiser tomorrow. It is not at every Chipotle, but tomorrow between 4 and 8, if you hit the best Chipotle in town, that's the one over right across from Willow Lawn, between 4 and 8, then a portion of what you order will in fact be donated to Team Katz Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We're just trying to raise $100,000. There are four teams competing, and while I have had fun joking about some of the other folks, here's the reality. Every single one of these guys is a world-class dad. Honestly. If you knew what it took to be involved in, well, like this father figure thing, it's a lot of extra duties. Some of us have time, some of us don't have time, some of us try and make the time. I'm personally committed to this for a couple of reasons. I mean, I have three reasons at home with Harry, Julie, and Joe, but I'm also committed to it because of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Sounds a little weird, I know. My hope, just for the record, is that none of my kids go to Pamunkey Regional Jail. But I do know that there are some people who have had their kids go to Pamunkey. And I am hoping that for those folks who go to Pamunkey, they get a chance to get their act together, get stuff straight, and come back into society and be decent, functioning members of society. So that's why I serve as the lead instructor for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia's Inside Out Dad program. And once a week, I head over to the jail and I spend a couple of hours with a classroom full of fathers. They're not necessarily dads. They'll be the first ones to tell you that. The reason they're in the class, these men, number one, they know they screwed up. I've yet to have a single solitary guy in any of these classes goes, yeah, you know, I didn't really do anything. And they're like, yeah, I blanked up big time. And I got to handle that. I got to man up. I'm going to handle that. But I worry about my son. I worry about my daughter. I worry about my kids. So good. But the program is not free. It's free to the inmates. And it's free to Pamunkey. We don't charge anybody for it. But we still got to pay for the books. And the books are not cheap. And every single student gets a book. So that's why one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. There are a couple of ways that you can support us. If you go to the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook or go to Radio Katz on Facebook, you'll see the donation page there. $5, $10 would be great. $1,000 would be fantastic. Whatever you can give would be greatly appreciated. And tomorrow at Chipotle, the one across from Willow Lawn between 4 and 8. What you buy there, we will receive a portion, 25% of what they sell. So I would urge you to get the very largest of everything and then get an extra one. If you order online, it has to be between 4 and 8. Has to be on the Chipotle app. And the special code is JPTT2BH. JPTT2BH. All right. Tomorrow morning at 6, make sure you're listening to Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.